Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know what? I love discovering people, other people, new people in my world who are helping veterans. And saw one the other day. I'm watching the CBS News. And they're talking about Dog Tag Bakery, which, by the way, first of all, what a name that is. You have to investigate that. And they're doing such great work for veterans and caregivers and veteran spouses. I mean, so much stuff. We got Megan Ogilvy with us. She's the CEO of Dog Tag Bakery right here on the National Defense. Megan, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Randy. Thank you. Thank you so much for watching that piece on CBS. But most importantly, just thank you so much for connecting with us. We're excited to kind of share more about Dog Tag and connect. So thank you.
Hey, so, okay, first of all, let's let people know, dogtaginc.org is where you can find out more information, dogtaginc.org. And so how did you get started? What's your background?
Yeah, so I am a military kid. My father was in the Marine Corps for 26 years. My sister followed his footsteps. They both went to Naval Academy and Marine Corps. My sister served for 6. And I said, I always say my mom served for all of it. So I was the youngest of 4. She moved 14 times in 26 years.
Wow. So, wait a second. 14 times in 26 years.
Yeah, if you talk to anyone that's currently serving the military or has, already a veteran, especially the military spouses, they'll tell you that's not totally unheard of.
Yeah.
That's just also kind of how we talk about military spouses and the caregivers and how, the whole family serves, So it's about service abroad, but also very much at home. You know, my mom was the CEO of our family, right? She was the CFO.
Right.
She's definitely chief human resources. Like, she kept us in line. Well, my dad was, serving, in the Marines, and, the Marines, asked him to go places and do things. And the reality is that, when that happened, my mom was signing up for it too, right? It looked differently, but she was serving her country. And, by moving, the whole family at different times, Okinawa and back by herself, right? And so we really do believe and do know that, service is yes, the individual that is signed up and, swore to their country, but it is very much the family that's every day, especially the military spouse behind them, making sure that they can do that with, while they take care of everything at home.
Amen. 1,000%. Megan Olden is our guest here, CEO of Dog Tag Bakery. And it's so important to realize that. And I think that more and more people are realizing that these days in terms of what the military spouse and the caregivers and the families actually have to sacrifice as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Dog Tag Bakery is such a unique organization. organization started by two people, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have two co-founders. This is really their legacy, their life's work. It's both of their lives were very different. One was a one-armed Jesuit priest. He was just born missing his right forearm. And he dedicated his life to working with people of different abilities. It originally focused in the art and craft of theater, and putting together workshops and the ability to kind of learn a skill set, build community, be in community, meet new people. But he was also a baker. That was one of his jobs as a Jesuit brother. And he saw the power of once he brought, those that he was serving through the, his previous nonprofit called the National Theater Workshop, The Handicapped. He brought them in to help him start baking. And what he'd say is they would make these luscious loaves and send them out to the donors. And those donors would, you know, as a gift and this in celebration and what, you know, what that did to those, you know, those individuals that were able to see themselves in the different abilities, right? They were able to see themselves in the business space and being able to be really effective and engaged. And it gave them that different level of empowerment. Our other co-founder is now Ambassador Constance Milstein. She's no longer affiliated with the organization because she's doing amazing work as an ambassador. But she met Father Curry back in 2013, and she became our co-founder. She's a very successful businesswoman and very much was in philanthropy. But she really believed in, you know, and when she believed in something, she went all in. And so she had a bakery in Mount Kisco, New York, that focused on women in disadvantaged situations. And post 9/11, she started having more and more military spouses come to work at her bakery. And she started recognizing, you know, I'm so confused, right? Your loved one's deployed, you know, in the military, you know, shouldn't you be, you know, why do you need more income? And it's because there's greater needs, right? There's more child care needs. There's more, right. You know, we're, you know, and so she started becoming more and more involved. And so, the two of them, you know, again, both of their passion for, you know, for individuals that, you know, again, it's not about charity. It's about opportunity and the quality ones, making sure people of different abilities have the quality opportunity to be successful and equitable opportunity to be successful, was really their focus. So it was really teaching about, you know, a man or a woman how to fish. Right. And so the culmination of that, you know, really bringing into that, Father Curry became more involved at Walter Reed post 9/11, coming to, you know, 2004, 2008. We saw the highest levels of amputees coming into Walter Reed and started coming to give them service and support and counsel. And, you know, we need to do something, right? These men and women who are coming home, volunteer to serve their country, they're not going to volunteer to sit on the couch, right? What opportunities are out there? So the two of them came together to create Dog Tag Bakery. And most importantly, you know, yes, it's a beautiful bakery here in the heart of Georgetown, right in Washington, D.C. You can come for breakfast or lunch, come for cake pies, you know, brownies, blondies, and some amazing coffee. But the real service of the bakery is that it's actually a living business school to teach veterans, military spouses, and caregivers about entrepreneurship, about small business, and most importantly, give them the time and space to really redefine success for themselves. So, their vision, you know, that they came together in 2013, we were able to launch in 2014 and, you know, be able to serve. We're in cohort 20 of DC and cohort 6 of Chicago. So we've been really fortunate to, I joined Father Curry in 2012. I joined a Dog Tag as the first employee.
Oh, and, is that right?
Yeah. I met him. He was officiating my best friend's wedding. I was in New York City working in finance. And, you know, I told my dad it was not my calling to go into the military. And he said, you know, just go find your way to serve. And I was kind of struggling to find my purpose. And I met Father Curry, and he told me of a vision of Dog Tag. And I said, great, where's the bakery? He's like, I have no idea. I said, great, where's the program? He's like, I have an idea, but we haven't launched it. And so I convinced him to hire me that day. And, wow. 6 months later, I left my life of New York City for, you know, working in finance for 6 years to move to DC and start working with him to really figure out, like, can this work? And is there a need, most importantly?
Wow.
And we found that there's not only a need, but there's, you know, an exceptional need for the kind of program that we have. And we've been, really fortunate to have amazing team members, amazing community partners that have lifted us up, and, amazing fellows have trusted us with the process to go through our fellowship program.
Yeah, we're talking about Dogtag Bakery here in the National Defense. The CEO, Megan Ogilvy, is with us. What an amazing beginning that is for you, Megan, and you know, to just uproot your life and move to a totally different city. You know, I love the concept. I love the concept of bringing in veterans and caregivers and military spouses and not just showing them what's possible, but teaching them how to do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And that's such an important lesson. You know, I had an idea years ago that never was able to pull off. But I thought, you know what, if there was a radio station that I could buy and just staff it all with veterans and teach them how to be broadcasters, that would be phenomenal. And that's still in the back of my mind. But that's exactly kind of what you guys are thinking about doing. And you also talk about your fellowship program a little bit.
Yeah. So the fellowship program is, you know, it's a 5-month fellowship where, again, we recruit veterans that have service-connected disabilities, military spouses of any background, and military caregivers. So for 4 days, for 5 months, they go through a really rigorous program that's really, you know, the key areas that we focus on are entrepreneurship, workforce development, and wellness. And so while you're going through the program, you're earning and graduating with a certificate of business administration either from Georgetown University or Loyola University of Chicago. So for 5 months going through that coursework, you know, you earn that certificate, which we know can add great value not just to your resume, sure, but also to your capability going into the workforce to have a better, you know, business acumen, better understanding of the different areas that, you know, interest you as well. Now we use, you know, so there's the academic side, but the bakery is where it's really, you know, brings it to life. So our fellows work in small teams, and over the course of 14 weeks, they work with our head chef, our catering and marketing team, our finance team, and in small groups, they actually build a product that they then, after the culmination of 14 weeks, they pitch to our bakery team to see if we'll sell it in the bakery, right? So we currently have...
Oh, I love that.
We currently have a cannoli cheesecake on our menu right now that was selected by one of our Chicago fellows, fellow groups. So the whole point is, you know, it's great to understand what marketing looks like in a textbook or the, you know, building a budget in accounting, but what does it actually look like? And so working in small teams, again, workforce development training and, you know, conflict resolution, you know, recognizing you might be good at project management while someone else is really good at presentations, right? Like all of these different skill sets that you're doing, but also you're going through a process of building an idea and having to pitch that. And guess what? Some get chosen and some don't. And that's also kind of the realities of, of the workforce. Right? And but our whole program is meant to be this experiential, right? Starting to recognize and build the self-confidence to advocate for yourself, the confidence to recognize different skill sets or, you know, the space to step back and realize like success that, you know, might've been that you planned on getting out of the military and then, you know, basically working at the Pentagon or becoming, you know, continuing your, you know, alpha dog, you know, kind of role. And realizing maybe physically, emotionally, cognitively, that's not what you want anymore. So during those 5 months, you know, wellness is such a key component. So our fellows literally go through a process of weekly, whether it's journaling or yoga or mindfulness or breathing techniques, this ability to start taking care of themselves holistically. You know, and wellness is very much that, right? How do you reflect on who you are today and who you want to be tomorrow? We don't, as individuals, as humans, we don't really get that, right? And this is a cultural shift. We're going from a black and white world of the military to the gray world of the civilian. And, you know, this is not about charity, right? This is about an opportunity to get those tools, to get those resources and build that networking community to navigate those challenges, boots on the ground every day. So our 5-month fellowship program, we know, you know, it's high touch, high impact. We have a stipend that our fellows receive every month. So it's not a financial burden to be in the program. And we pay for the education, textbook, technology. Mm. You know, we pay for this. There's no cost to be in our program other than just the commitment of the 5 months for 4 days a week. And really bring in this yearning for learning, right? We don't need you to have all the answers, but we need you to have the curiosity to want to figure it out.
Curiosity and showing up is
exactly.
Dogtag Bakery is what we're talking about here on the National Defense. DogtagInc.org is where you can find out more about that. Megan Ogilvy is our guest, the CEO. I'm looking at your graduation rate here on your website, 91%.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do. Wow. Yeah, you know, we also recognize, I mean, it's not 100% because we serve a demographic that has a variety of also needs, right? Like there's family needs, and realizing also there's integrity to our program. And so we need you to commit to it, but we're really proud of that 91%.
Yeah.
And those that have graduated is, you know, we're really, they've earned it and it builds a culture, and culture is everything, right? We all want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And So anyone that graduates from Dog Tag, they meet someone else from another cohort. And there's an immediate connection and trust, right? Because they realize, hey, you went through it, I went through it. We both, it's a tough program, I tell you that. It's not easy. We challenge our fellows, you know, both academically and professionally, but also personally. And we're really proud of the 91%, and most importantly, we're really proud of each graduate.
Absolutely.
And how they've defined success for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Megan, what is your favorite thing to eat from Dog Tag Bakery?
Oh, man, we have a new donut that has cookie butter in it, which is brilliant. I mean, it's out of control.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, we honestly, like, tried and true, our chocolate chip cookies are delicious.
Oh, man.
You know, we bake everything in home. We bake everything in the bakery. We don't, you know, it's all, we're also net-free certified. So we go through a very rigorous process to ensure that all vendors, there's, you know, are net-free. All of our products are net-free, all of our ingredients. And so, yeah, I mean, you can come in, and we partner really well with Compass Coffee, who's, they're Marines that serve their coffee business. So we have our own, you know, coffee out of D.C. That we also partner with. So, you know, if you just want to come in for a really delicious croissant, They're huge and they crumble and they're flaky. It's just, you know, we want to be, you know, we're kind of an all-Americana type of place. We bake everything with love, you know, and purpose.
That is great. Did you say cheesecake cannoli?
I did.
Okay.
It's pretty insane.
Okay. I'm coming to D.C. for the AUSA conference next month. I will be eating that cheesecake cannoli. Oh, my God.
Oh, Randy, I can't wait to bring you in and have you treat you.
That sounds so great. Megan, thank you so much for the time, and thank you for what you're doing. This is what a great place for veterans and caregivers and military spouses, Dog Tag Bakery. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. Our applications are open, so if you know of anyone that could be interested or you yourself are interested, please apply. You know, we're looking for the next cohort. So just thank you for this opportunity to share the mission of Dog Tag.
I'm interested in eating, so I will I will see you in October.
Perfect. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Megan. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2-6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, this week we celebrate National Tradesmen's Day, which highlights the men and women working the skilled trades. And in the U.S., there are more than 400,000 open jobs that require skilled plumbers, carpenters, electricians, HVAC specialists, and, of course, our great partners at Home Depot. The foundation there, their skilled trades program, Path to Pro, launched in 2018 with a $50 million commitment to train the next generation of skilled tradespeople. And they partner with leading nonprofits to bring free skilled trades opportunities to communities nationwide, offer scholarships to people interested in learning the trades through the SkillPoint Foundation. And, of course, we want to find out about that. Alvin Townley is with us, co-founder and executive director of SkillPoint Foundation. Alvin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. It's nice to be with you.
Hey, this is so interesting. You started this foundation in 2021, and you know, we talk about this all the time, especially with veterans that are coming back and looking for their next mission. And we have Mike Rowe on the show a lot of times to talk about this. Of course, he champions all the skilled trades. But let's talk about your background a little bit in terms of kind of your heart for veterans and kind of how you got started on this.
Oh, sure. My background isn't quite as dirty as Mike Rowe's, but we both are proud Eagle Scouts, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
I had a unique opportunity to understand through working with Home Depot in some previous lives how important skilled trades were to the growth of our country. I come from I've spent time on Capitol Hill, spent time doing global consulting with a big international firm, and I've spent a lot of time doing philanthropy and fundraising. And so bringing those three perspectives together, right, philanthropy, business strategy, and public policy, there's just such a clear need for workforce development, and in particular, skilled trades. And so that was an exciting opportunity to figure out how we can get more people into these jobs, whether it's construction or whether it's other industries like healthcare or energy. But how can we do that? And I've been at Home Depot for quite a while through some other ways, and timing kind of coincided with priority, and they had made that wonderful commitment of $50 million to skilled trades, and we began to partner together to provide scholarships for individuals of all backgrounds pursuing careers in construction.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
We're talking to Alvin Townley here on the National Defense. And talk about your time. I know you you did some stuff with the Naval Academy, right?
I did. Yeah, you know, I always say if I had someone in my family a little more deep in military tradition, they probably could have pushed me enough to get me to apply to one of the academies when I graduated high school. But I wasn't quite that mature, and so hats off to all the people that are 17 and 18 and 19 and make that big decision to you know, to enlist or to go to ROTC programs or to one of the academies. It's a it's impressive to me that someone that young can make that decision.
Yeah.
But I always stay close to the military in different ways. My books, Fly Navy and Defiant, had a lot to do with the military. And through my book Defiant, which was about a group of POWs from the Vietnam War and their wives at home, And Randy, you couldn't come up with a story like this. It's an incredible story. It really speaks to the mettle and the value of the military community and the people on our front lines. And the release of that book coincided with the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam POW's homecoming,
sure.
which happened in 1973. I had the opportunity to come up to the Naval Academy and spend a year activating that anniversary and helping the Academy take the lessons of that experience and take the values associated with those POWs and their wives who mobilized an entire country to bring their husbands home. And we just did some great programs up there and had some POWs come with us. I got the opportunity to speak to the Brigade of Midshipmen, which is just a life highlight, and being associated with the military is even in that small capacity was really a gift. And one of the things you'll find interesting about our scholarships, nearly 20% of our scholarship recipients nationwide across all our programs are veterans or military family members.
Oh, I'm not surprised about that at all. I mean, talk about filling a need and filling a gap. I mean, you know, when people, especially with veterans, they're so equipped to do the skilled trades. You know, they're so resourceful, they're so loyal, they're committed to what they're doing. And it not only fills the gap for them, but it also fills the gap for our country. I mean, you know, we had talked about over 400,000 jobs available, and those need to be filled. We're talking to Alvin Townley here on the National Defense, co-founder and executive director of the Skill Point Foundation. And Alvin, you know, you mentioned the Home Depot. And every time we talk to somebody, another partner of the Home Depot, the one thing that always stands out is, of course, the financial commitment. But then they really do roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty, don't they?
They do. We've done a lot of co-promotion with them. We have a board member from the Home Depot Foundation, and we've just been hand in hand. I actually spoke to a bunch of their suppliers not too long ago, and they really just they live their mission. You know, it's
right.
really unique to see in a corporate environment. And so, whether it's me being an Eagle Scout and scouting, or whether it's being associated with the military, whether it's being associated with an organization like the Home Depot, I kind of gravitate to people that are doers and people that are, down to earth, boots on the ground kind of people that want to get stuff done for the greater good. And I really feel fortunate to have partnered with the Home Depot on this because I think we're in lockstep. And, coming from a public policy background, if you want to talk about American competitiveness, if we're going to stay competitive, we have to have
right.
these jobs. We have to close that $400,000 skills gap you're talking about.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of these people that you help at the Skill Point Foundation. I'm just looking at some of these statistics, and 50% of the recipients of these scholarships have household incomes under $25,000, 60% are non-white, and 95% have completed or remain in training. That's pretty impressive right there, but not only are you providing such a great job and vocation for these folks, but also, you're giving them that next mission. And, that's the one thing we always talk about on the show when veterans transition out of the military. A lot of times it's tough. They don't have any kind of a training method. And you guys offer that training as well, right?
Well, we do our best to basically fund scholarship recipients wherever they want to pursue their training. So we like to be as flexible as possible. When people come to us wanting training, we want to fund them, whether it's a community technical college, whether it's a specific trades program, we want to fund them wherever they are as long as it's a good institution. And you mentioned that about the skills gap. Another interesting number is 12,000. And in just over 3 years, we've had 12,000 applications.
Wow.
Remember, we were a startup, and so we had never given a single scholarship in 2021. And so even though we were just brand new then, we've still had 12,000 applicants since then, which shows you how many people are raising their hand,
right,
are ready to work, and they just need a little help. And we've been able to provide them that little help.
And they have skills for the rest of their life. I mean, you know, I don't know how many times I've told my wife, man, I wish I was a plumber. I wish I could do electrical work. I mean, you know, these are just the skills that, I mean, just come to light every single day that you wish you could do, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I wish, you know, I've actually gotten much better than I was before I had a family, and in all those areas. I can do a little bit now, but man, every time something's above my pay grade, which is often, you know, there's certainly a premium to pay for getting a skilled tradesperson to come and handle the problem. And the other unique thing about this is that you can take someone who's from a background that's not had any family wealth or much income. They can earn a skill like HVAC or electrical skills. They can become a Home Depot pro and help Home Depot, you know, implement some of their some of the things they sell, and they can get more money than they can, or more business rather, they can handle. They can start their own company.
Wow.
They can grow their own company. And so then all of a sudden, someone who doesn't have money in their background owns a business that they can sell one day and have equity. And that's, to me, that's one of the undersold elements of the skilled trade.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that business spark in you as well as that talent. And, you know, I was also with a friend of mine just up in New York on Wednesday night, and he is a Navy SEAL who has since come out of the service and started a business that he's basically running like a SEAL team. And I think you see a lot of contractors out there with military backgrounds where someone really can find a second mission with a group of people that have a lot of shared values.
Love that. We're talking to Alvin Townley here in the National Defense, co-founder and executive director of SkillPoint Foundation. And yeah, you know, when you talk about the money to be made with skilled trades, it's not like it used to be. I mean, you can be a plumber, an electrician, any of the skilled trades, and make a great living, can't you?
You can. And, you know, you also can get the necessary education for much less than you can get a traditional four-year degree. So, you know, we encounter a lot of people who actually already have bachelor's degrees that aren't usable.
Oh, yeah, like my daughters.
They've come back. They come back to get a skill, and we're happy to support them. But they know they can go get trained, you know, in these skilled trades for much less than they could a four-year degree, and not have to worry about all the college debt.
Right. Yeah. So you know, they don't spend their life paying back their student loans.
I mean, no kidding. We have a Home Depot. One of the Home Depot scholarships went to a woman who is a PhD in Massachusetts. And she came back to get her carpentry degree because she is passionate about affordable housing. And so now she has gotten her hammer and her drill, and she is working to build affordable housing. And I think probably the next step for her is making that more of a policy play. But she first wanted to be a builder.
Wow. Oh, that's a great story. Well, now everybody that's listening now says, how do I apply? What do I do?
Easy. Go to skillpointfoundation.org. And right now today, we have $1 million in scholarships available.
Wow.
And so some of our scholarships are in construction through the Home Depot scholarship, through some of the work we do with Schneider Electric. Some are in energy. We have scholarships for healthcare. We have scholarships for auto and aviation. Anything that doesn't require a four-year degree, any high-demand skill that doesn't require a four-year degree, we either have a scholarship at SkillPointFoundation.org for that, or we are working on raising more money so we can provide even more scholarships across all these important industries.
Wow, that is that's such great news for everybody, and especially in the military and veterans. SkillPointFoundation.org is where you go. Alvin, thank you so much. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you can also find us on all sorts of social media as well, SkillPoint Foundation.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing, and thank you for the time today. And, of course, thanks once again to the Home Depot, which seems like every other interview we do, they're helping somebody. So that's such a
– they do a lot of that. We're glad to partner with them to help help grow the skill trades.
That is so good. Alvin, thank you so much.
All right, Randy. We'll be with you. Thank you.
Right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever lifted a piece of furniture only to discover the carpet underneath looks brand new while the rest of it looks, well, not brand new? That's when you realize you need new carpet. At the Home Depot, we have a wide selection of all the top brands. Best of all, installation is included. So all you need to do is choose something that matches your style. Start your carpet project today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Installation included with qualifying purchases. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free color flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Linhares, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in Building 300.
Open office spaces. So it's a completely open area that could be used for multi-purpose activities. So we had stylists, designers, engineers, all kind of working together in the same space, which was unheard of. That didn't really exist before this. And also one of the oldest corporate buildings in the country. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense most of the time for corporate campuses to keep around buildings like this for this long. But because of kind of the openness, we've been able to adaptively reuse it over the years, which is how, you know, the archives ended up here. And now it's more about electrification, but always a space for innovation.
So it's the Ford Engineering Laboratory. This is one of the first kind of open space concepts. You know, my wife watches a lot of Property Brothers, so I have to talk about concepts and stuff. I've seen some pictures of it. It's not what you'd think of something that was contemporary to Henry Ford himself with the big high ceilings. But, you know, Henry himself had a hand in putting this together, did he not?
Yeah, absolutely. So the architect, Albert Kahn, was a prolific, famed Detroit architect who's actually considered kind of a precursor to modern architecture. But Henry Ford and Albert worked really closely together to make this happen. So one of my favorite features is those vaulted ceilings with the skylights. But it's funny because, you know, this building's 100 years old. It's gone through a number of renovations. One of the renovations in 1978 brought in drop ceilings that completely covered those skylights. And they were like, this is modernizing. This is revolutionary. So recently, we completed a multi-year renovation in the space to kind of undo some of those renovations. And one of the big activities for that project was removing that drop ceiling. And so now we have natural light again. There's so much more space. It doubled the clearance within that open area. So, yeah, all of those features that Henry Ford and Albert Kahn came up with together and were very particular about, those are back and those have been restored.
You're listening to The National Defense. We've got Shelby Long, audiovisual archivist for Ford Motor Company. Isn't it funny how the decade of the 70s kind of brought us that? It's not unique to Ford. It's like we have these beautiful handcrafted hardwood floors. We're going to cover them in linoleum.
Exactly.
And we need some more fluorescent lighting and drop ceiling. I mean, it's funny how we've had to go back and fix, you know, in certain instances, grandma and grandpa's errors in some of these. So do people currently work in this space right now?
Yes. Okay. So Monday was the big reopening. We have 800 engineers returning to the space. The archives, though, we're tried and true. We've been here the whole time, even through the renovation. We're bringing people back, and we're going to see how they can collaborate in this new space. Again, it's just so much more open. There's so much more room to work. And I think the natural light will just help people feel more inspired and excited to come to work.
So overall, engineers, you would say, are excited to work in this space? It's not like, you know,
yes.
We got to go down to the old haunted barn. And
no.
No? Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're super excited. And, yeah, I mean, they've outfitted the space with sort of like collaboration zones and then like private areas to work. It's not just like a cubicle farm. So they're super excited.
So, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, and you're the archivist here. Hopefully you know the answer to this or can at least shed an educated guess on it. Why do you think that Henry Ford and the folks up in Dearborn decided 100 years ago that this sort of change needed? I mean, what were people using before? Like, what was the landscape that brought about this?
Yeah, so a lot of what Henry Ford's philosophy was all about, like, we're going to do it ourselves. We don't want to use third parties. We don't want to use outside sources. And so there's a lot of research that he was doing and a lot of innovation that was going on. And sometimes that would be at the plants, if he would have people working right in the same spot where cars were being assembled so that they could, you know, kind of pivot or learn more about what was needed for a particular part. And so this area became like the creative zone. So this is where they're kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So like the V8 engine was developed here. The first Continental was also designed here, was styled here. Also the Model A was like the first big project that happened here, which cleaned the slate after years of, you know, the Model T wasn't doing too hot. And so like, how can we pivot? What can we do to innovate and be future focused?
That's interesting.
That
sort of we're going to do it ourselves ethos is something that, you know, Henry Ford's long gone, but, you know, we have members of his family still involved. And, you know, it's when the federal government came in and was bailing out auto network, you know, manufacturing industries, Ford said, you know what, we're going to do it ourselves. You know, that's always been impressive to me about that kind of thing. Now, so how long did the renovation take in total?
Yeah, so it was a little over 2 years. It was about 2 years, yeah.
Because anytime you do a renovation, and somehow now my algorithm on social media is people doing renovations and then leaving things behind and then covering them up to prank people in the future, including fully clothed skeletons,
fake
skeletons, but, you know, wearing a hat looking like they seal them up in a wall.
Yes. That could,
and what sort of interesting, maybe creepy, the building's not haunted, right? I had read someone thought that it was haunted, but
I've heard that, but like as someone that's here almost every day, I have experienced no strange paranormal activity myself. but I do know a little, I mean, because we were in the space, we were talking with the construction crew, we do have kind of our finger on the pulse of what that was like, and it was so interesting hearing about as they were peeling away, you know, these additions from past renovations, they were kind of going through layers of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like a time capsule. So when they removed, like, they were moving paint, they were moving the drop ceiling, it was like, okay, there's the 70s renovation. It was like bright orange paint, yellow paint, more plaster. And then they removed that, and then it's like, okay, we're back in the 1950s, and there's like this pale blue paint underneath. And so hearing about that and like how also the decorative metalwork on the columns in the space was covered by plaster, paint, all of that, they finally, through like removing all of those layers, were able to find that it had been like perfectly preserved because it had been covered.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool stuff like that. And it was awesome to be present for that. And to like, as archivists, you know, we can document that as well.
So you've had your focus on the, I mean, number one, your focus is there because you're officed in that area. But this project is done, and where can folks go to check out online some of the information about this famous location and learn more about it?
Absolutely, yeah. So everyone should hit up our public-facing site, which is the FordHeritageVault.com, and we have some cool historic photographs of the Ford Engineering Lab.
Well, and, you know, the Continental born there and now working on all the, you know, the electric vehicles and, you know, the first hybrid for Ford, I believe, the Escape. The hybrid Escape was designed there. So, I mean, you've been making history in this building for a while and going to continue making history. So it's some exciting stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have Shelby Long, audiovisual archivist with Ford Motor Company, talking about the 100-year birthday of the Ford Engineering Laboratory. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
You're listening to The National Defense.
Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever, and we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Have you ever noticed it's only called a recession after we're already in it or past it? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Economists are always in search of a recession, like Leonard Nimoy. If they find one, it's already too late. Always be prepared by putting money away and investing accordingly. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.